Hello, we have cards for July 18th and 19th, and they are the Emperor. And then we have the Ace of Cups reversed, and then we have the Three of Wands reversed. Government interference, maybe. The Emperor is the foundation of the spread today, representing authority, law and order, and protection. He's the father figure of the tarot today, either a heavyweight in your life in the past or the reason for the next two cards, both reversed. Today we have potential immigration or visa issues, someone who feels like they're too old to want or have a baby or even for love in general, and more draught. But as the Ace of Cups in the reverse also suggests, we should try to see the cup as half full rather than half empty. The Emperor in the upright in the past position has his back to the other two cards, both which, were they in the upright, would be gushing love, passionate about the future, making plans, exploring and expanding. The Three of Wands, Leo, Sagittarius, Aries in the reverse, as the number three, is related to the Empress herself, partner, co-creator, and mate of the Emperor, and the fertility card. The protector is in the past position, and this may very well be someone you miss, a father, a grandfather, husband, mentor. The Ace of Cups is in the center of the deck today, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, which in the William Blake Tarot is referred to as the suit of music. In general, Blake associated music with the idea of transcendence. According to the William Blake Tarot site, I finally ordered the deck. Blake's theories and associations of music and spirit are profound. Ancient stringed instruments were tuned to the music of the spheres. The Peruvians made bottle whistles at one time, each family member having their own tone, so that when they played together, they fostered familial harmony. Bits of clay were dropped into the vessels in order to tune them. This communal musical practice was outlawed by the Spanish. And I quote the internet when I say, the ethnosonic whistling vessels facilitate the transcendence of a certain mode of perception, a temporary suspension, or a slowing down of discursive thought. Well, we can't have any of that sort of thing, can we? Hang the harpers wherever found and destroy their instruments, said Queen Elizabeth in 1603 to her Irish officials. Spirit on its way to being incarnate is how Howcast explains the aces of their respective suits. The lotus is an important symbol on the traditional Ace of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. A card of birth and rebirth, the entire cycle of life is illustrated by the tight pink bud, the full bloom, pink and yellow blossom floating on a soft green lily pad, and the dry, empty brown pod. The large, beautiful gold cup being offered by the divine sky hand is endlessly gushing pure, five clear blue streams of water, representing the five senses. Yet emanating from the bottom of the cup is a golden glow, a light. This is the source from which it all comes and back to where we all go. The incarnate becomes carnate on the Ace of Cups, were it in the upright. A beautiful white dove rises and transcends. This card in the upright is a peaceful one. In the reverse, we may be reluctant to let someone or something go, or we may actually be being prevented from expressing ourselves. The ruler energy of the Emperor is enough to prevent one from pure expression, and that energy may be our own. There are no rules when it comes to music or art or creativity in general. See the Tarot of Dalí, or anything by Dalí. The Three of Wands in the upcoming position is also in the reverse. We see from the back a well-off, successful human surveying the horizon. This is the suit of passion, planning, travel, inspiration, a pioneer spirit. The colors of the sky are glowing orange and yellow, and we're unable to tell if it's sunrise or sunset, both regarded as golden hours, and not just by photographers. In the reverse, there may be too many obstacles to overcome. Old rules may no longer apply, which may be why they're not working for you or anyone. An elderly person may not be able to travel, or once again, reversed cups can mean dehydration. The Three of Wands is sometimes said to be in the oil business, but the Emperor or his son may very well be saying, the well has run dry. Or after a week of no sink and washing dishes in the bathtub, the old pro showed up for the last time this morning, and hopefully there are no more leaks to look forward to.